And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
In a recent exclusive story, NC Policy Watch reporter Lisa Sorg reported that two zip codes in Iredell County near Lake Norman appear to be cancer clusters. That is, they have notably higher rates of certain cancers of 2 to 3 times the official expected rates. While it's too early to assign a cause to these numbers or even to conclude that they constitute official cancer clusters, it's worth noting that Lake Norman is polluted by a variety of obvious sources. What makes Sorg's story especially troubling, however, is the way it came to light. It wasn't because state environmental officials dug up the information. No, they're way too underfunded and understaffed to have done that. It actually took the mother of a cancer victim to raise $110,000 in private funds to hire Duke University scientists to analyze the data. This ought to make every North Carolinian angry and fearful for their health. It's absurd that state residents should have to privately fund basic public health functions because state officials, most notably Republican leaders at the General Assembly, refuse to adequately fund them. Let's hope the story brings about a major shift in state environmental policy. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.